From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spill, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Guess what, everybody? It's time for Beers with the Brewers. Welcome again.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Keyes.
Yep, I'm here.
Adam Benner.
Yeah, that's me.
And I'm Mark Richards. And oh, there's so dank Haj Karimi.
Hey, Haj.
What do you think about this beer, Haj?
Concentrate.
I like it.
Cool.
So dank. Oh, man, that was worst.
That was the worst. Yeah.
Well,
so dank.
Oh, yeah, there he goes.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about Concentrate version 104 Hazy IPA this week.
Yeah,
the new one.
Final version of 2019.
Yeah, should be making its
final
way.
Final version of this decade, Walt.
Of the decade.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
We're almost to the new decade.
Yeah.
Remember back when people were talking about the millennium 10 years ago?
I sure do.
That was actually 20 years ago, Walt.
Would you say 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know,
it was 19 years ago.
The Numanium.
Numanium, Y2K was going to ruin the world.
Yeah.
The Cremanium.
I'm not going to say the world's not ruined, but we all survived the computer problems of Y2K.
We did survive that specific problem, yes.
Well, here's a beer in case you have other problems. You can enjoy this beer here. It is hazy, a pineapple, orange and stone fruit. Here, this new version of Concentrate 104. I think Concentrate versus Quadra Hopic, though we are rotating with different hops in it, it is a lot closer to each other. I think we generally, the Concentrate this year has been fairly similar in my perspective.
Yeah. It's not as drastic as a change as Quadra Hopic is from version to version.
They all keep the same base. I think next year might change it up a little bit, have a little, you know, we've always have a very thick mouthfeel on these, which is great for this time of year. But, you know.
It's definitely, a fuller bodied IPA. More so than.
It is tasty.
More so than a quad.
With that, though, we got some stuff coming up.
Sure do, Adam. And that's going to be the theme going forward because it's the holidays as of next week. You know, we're
can you believe that already?
Gearing up for Thanksgiving a week from today. I'm pretty excited about that. We got a really special podcast coming your way next week. It's going to drop on Thanksgiving Day. We're recording it on Thanksgiving morning.
Yep.
But yeah, Alex Hasty from the podcast Ohio View the World will be here. We're talking the history of brewing in Columbus, but also the history of Franklinton and just kind of some general history as well.
So as you're cooking that turkey and you're looking for, you're sick of talking about the same story with your family.
Yeah.
Put this on. It'll be good. Everyone can listen to it. You know, you're going to be with your family all weekend, so you can get all those conversations out of the way and just listen and take this podcast in.
Yeah,
it's a new tradition.
When there's a lull in the conversation at the Thanksgiving dinner table, just say, Alexa, play Beers with the Brewers. And that might work. I don't know or not, but you could try.
Also, I think, you know, if you play it five times during the Macy's parade.
The Macy's Day Parade, my sisters call it?
Yeah, the Macy's Day Parade. It's kind of like Dark Side of the Moon with the Wizard of Oz. I think like it plays out with the scenes. So stay tuned for that. You can just use us for the narration.
When we play the So Dank clip, there's like little reefers running down the road.
What about Woody Woodpecker?
No, hops.
Huh? Hops.
What about Woody Woodpecker? Is that float in the parade this year?
I don't know. I think
did it get banned after it flew away?
Elaine had to go out and get some socks for... What was his name?
Banya? Mr. Pitt.
Yeah, Mr. Pitt. Yeah.
He wanted to just hold on to the Woody Woodpecker float.
That's all he wanted.
He's a troublemaker.
So, but before Thanksgiving, we got last home game for Ohio State this weekend. Mm-hmm. So
Penn State,
but make your plans to be here for Michigan Saturday after Thanksgiving. For that Thanksgiving table, make sure to get some of that crambled jamble we talked about last week. It's going fast.
Well, you aren't lying. I'm going to save a six pack just to drink for the Thanksgiving episode.
This Sunday, the 24th, at the tap room, Elizabeth Records is doing a pop-up shop here. If Do you like collecting vinyl records, or you like to look through vinyl records? Come on down.
These aren't medical records.
These are not. We're not selling medical records.
Okay. The HIPAA
dental records.
That'd probably be more lucrative. But no, Elizabeth Records will be bringing a like mobile record store here, which will be cool. That's gonna be Sunday the 24th. This Sunday, the 27th, which will be your night before Thanksgiving, Wednesday night. Typically a big night for hard partying and hard drinking. We've got...
Or reunions. Meet all your college or high school buddies.
See some folks you haven't seen in a while. And you're going to want to come down here because we got a DJ going. DJ Ender, Al, will be here for the first ever Dank Jams party in the tap room.
So dank.
Is he going to remix? Does he have that clip from Hajir so he can add that into his DJ?
We could certainly provide it. But Dank Jams is going to end up being a recurring event in 2020 on Friday nights, but this is going to be the first one. I think he's going to start playing tunes around 5, and that's going to go as long as you can dance.
You don't have to dance. You can just sit around and still talk to your friends.
You can just, you can
if
do
you're
that.
Not the dancing type.
It'd be great if you danced, if you want, if that's your thing. Looking a little bit further ahead, December 10th. It's a Tuesday. Yet another Jenny's Ice Cream and Beer Pairing event. We've got 3 seatings, 4, 6, and 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now for $25. But if you want to save yourself 10%, get a ticket to that 4 p.m. seating, and it's a little bit cheaper. Go to landgrantbrewing.com. Tickets available there.
Have we done that tasting yet? Did I miss it?
No, because the Jenny's flavors have not dropped yet. They are still top secret.
Top secret.
Patience, patience.
So we have not actually done the pairings yet because they have not been available to us yet.
Well, I don't want to miss that.
No,
but
we're
they
ready.
Will be great. Keep your eyes peeled. We'll probably post the pairings a little bit ahead of the event. If you can't make it, you can do it yourself. But it'll be a lot more fun if you come down here and do it with us. And then on the 14th, Saturday, is our holiday enchantment. Been talking about it for a few weeks now. All kinds of holiday, Christmas, merriment.
Talking about enchanting holidays, I'm looking out in the tap room at a new Christmas tree, a new decoration here in the tap room. We did it a little early this year, but...
Yeah, I achieved a lifelong dream of mine is to drive a Jeep Wagoneer, not just to drive one, but to drive it to a Christmas tree place and put a Christmas tree on top of it and drive it back.
Yeah, so
it's exciting. A handsome vehicle.
So look for some new content from us. We had fun at the Christmas tree lot today, cutting down trees. Walt used his bare hands with a hacksaw and cut a whole 13-foot tree.
Yeah, I cut it all the way down.
Dragged it.
I think Adam put the finishing slice on there. But
sure.
We took the opportunity to film a little video that I'm hoping to drop to kick off the true Christmas season the day after Thanksgiving. So assuming all goes well in the cutting room, as they say, you can look forward to that on our various social media channels.
Black Friday.
You know, talking about the holidays, we do have some holiday hours. If you are having family in town, want to bring them down to the tap room. Walt, what are we doing? We're not open every day, but...
No, but we are Thanksgiving Day, Thursday Thanksgiving Day. We will be open 3 o'clock to 10 p.m. Yeah. I want it known that we didn't make anyone work on Thanksgiving. Some of our bartenders just wanted to come down. Bartend, hang out. So open 3 to 10. Bar will be open. We'll got carry out beer if you need some last minute beer for your Thanksgiving festivities.
If you finish your turkey and just want to get out of the damn house.
If you are sick of your family and it's 8 p.m., come see us. We'll be open and accommodating for you. So open Thanksgiving Day. Christmas Eve, we'll be open 12 to 5.
Black Friday normal hours?
Yeah, Black Friday normal hours.
And Ray Ray's won't be open on Black Friday or Christmas Day if you're coming down for
Thanksgiving
barbecue. Day. Thanksgiving or
well, they won't be open Black Christmas Friday. Either. But
yeah.
Just so we don't spread any false propaganda, though, Ray Ray's other 2 locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day for
Thanksgiving pickup.
That's right. I'm getting my Thanksgiving dinner there
now,
for my family.
Can folks still get their order in, or has there been a cutoff for that?
That's a great question, and one that I'm sure Ray Ray's website could provide.
I'm not quite sure what the cutoff is.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. Get yourself one of those giant smoked turkey breasts. Delicious. Yeah.
Christmas Eve, 12 to 5, same thing. Come down, get your beer for Christmas Day. We'll get you taken care of. Christmas Day closed January 1st. We are open noon to 8 for your football watching needs. And then New Year's Eve, we're going to close at 5 o'clock.
Cool. No New Year's Eve party this year, so we'll all be partying somewhere else.
Yeah, we're giving everyone a night off so they can go party wherever they want.
You might get another Land Grand North party going.
Oh. Hopefully it's better than last time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we'll be sure to post Mark's address on the show notes so everyone can come to his New Year's Eve party.
That's Land Grand North. So anyway, so we have a fourth installment, the last of this decade of Concentrate 104.
Quick, what are your top five versions of Concentrate from the 2010s?
I'd say the original Concentrate.
Version 1, version 2, then, version 3, and 4.
And then 101, 102, 103, and 104 are probably the top five.
That'd be my top five, too. Not necessarily in that order, but yeah. I put them in the top five.
So what is your favorite beer that you've drank of this decade?
You know...
Are we talking Land Grant here?
I'm going to say very specific. I would say drinking those Dark Lords at the Michigan, Ohio State tailgate, whether that was in Ann Arbor or in Columbus, I'd put those pretty close to the top.
Drinking a Dark Lord out of a red Solo cup.
Yeah.
In a little crisp chill in the air. Mark was there up in Ann Arbor 2 years ago. We participated in that with our good friends. Bob and Bobby Vecchione, also known as Bob Vecchione, and friend of the podcast and brewery, Colin McNamara, up in Chicago. So I'm down to one Dark Lord, so I'm hoping that... I don't think Ohio State's lost ever any time that we've opened a Dark Lord at an Ohio State-Michigan game. So
I don't know.
I'm not so sure it's necessary.
Did we drink one that year? I mean, the last time they lost when it was...
No, because you guys came up on the bus.
That doesn't mean we didn't drink a Dark Lord.
No, I don't think I had it.
No, okay.
We're gonna claim that at least. So, what about you, Mark? What's your favorite beer this decade?
I don't know. I'm not prepared for that question. No, I'm kind of digging on that Moon Racer right now.
Your foam beer in Czech Republic.
Oh yeah, that was good.
That's good. You know, back in this decade, it's probably the first Langrant beer that we had here at the tap room. That was it's a pretty big thing going on in this decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We drank a lot of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale during the build-out of this place.
We did. They had just released it in cans at the time, I believe.
Yeah, I think they had a big spike in their data here in Columbus, Ohio, of all the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale cans that we crushed during the
build-out. Yeah, we drank a lot of Founders All Day, too, at that time, I believe.
Well, speaking about crushing beer, Concentrate 104. We haven't talked too much about the stats on this, but 7.5% alcohol by volume, 36 IBUs. So this one features Azaka, Denali, and then cryo versions of Equinox. And Amarillo. Depends how you want to say it. Means yellow, isn't that right?
Sure.
Amarillo.
Sure, why not?
I took German in high school.
Yeah, so...
It was very helpful for me.
And then just two-row oats and red wheat in this beer to round that out to get you this version of Concentrate Hazy IPA. So deep gold in color.
Amarillo, would you say?
Pretty hazy, would you say?
Pretty hazy.
It's pretty good.
So... Looking at the beer, tasting the beer, we mentioned crushability of our of the aforementioned Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. How many of these in a six pack would you crush, Mark?
How crushable is it?
I'm going to have to say, and I have not been hard on a hazy train lately, but I don't know. This is hitting me right tonight. I think I could probably get three.
Three crusher?
I got three. I wouldn't advise it. Wouldn't get in a car afterwards, but
yeah. My heart says four, but my head says three.
Whoa.
It's good. That's smart.
Yeah. I think three is where you want to be with this.
Be practical.
Yeah, I think I'm between a two and a three because I've been enjoying a lot of that peak lately and that Cramble Jamble. So I want to save some room for those two beers.
I would too, but if you had no other options,
just had this, okay.
But these.
Yeah, I'd have to go three. I could crush three.
It's very drinkable.
But 7.5 makes me take pause to say four. So I think three is the sweet spot.
I'll probably have one on Saturday because it's gonna be cold. It's gonna snow, a little rain snow mix
it's
coming in.
It's called the Big Ten.
It's coming in from the
in
west.
November. I love it.
We got it's blowing in. The wind is gonna be there.
Ooh, wow! You got to watch out for that wind because it will blow in different temperatures than what you're experiencing currently.
Yeah, and but it'll also blow them right out of there too.
That's true. That's true.
You know, a day like today, though, it's a beautiful day here in Columbus, Ohio, on this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Recording on a Wednesday, 50 degrees. It'd be nice if this was Saturday, but. Well, we got this beer available on tap now here in the tap room.
Yeah, here in the tap room, and should be hitting stores this week as well. Put it on tap last Friday, so
It's tasting pretty good.
I think
drink it fresh.
That is for sure. This is really good fresh.
Yeah,
IPAs are good fresh.
Yeah, you want to grab this one. Grab a six pack of this when you're grabbing that six pack of Cramble Jamble for your Thanksgiving table because it would go really well. Peach pie. That's a pie people have, right? Do people eat peach pie during Thanksgiving? I don't know.
I mean, I don't think it's a traditional pie.
You got apple pie. You got...
Because, yeah, peaches just aren't in season right now. Peaches are like a late summer thing.
Yeah. So we don't have a question from a listener this week, huh?
We've got a question from a listener, and he's listening so close that he's just standing right here by Dan Eaton.
Just 2 weeks in a row, we have a live question from a listener.
Dan Eaton from Columbus Business First.
What an honor. You know, we tried to have you on a podcast before, and we forgot to plug in the board.
Yes. Long-time listener, second-time podcaster.
Second-time podcaster,
kind of. Technically, sort of.
Walt had to reenact how your podcasting went down last time, but, hey, it's good to have you on the show.
Good to be here.
Nice. So what's your question, Dan?
Do you think that IPAs will ever fall off in popularity?
That's a great question.
That's a great question, Dan.
The topic du jour is of hazy IPAs. Yeah. So we could also ask that. I was asked that part of the question earlier this week. If hazies were going to fall off in popularity, is that okay? I think that's an even better question
because they rose so fast.
Yeah.
So I'll take the first part since I asked that part of the question.
Do you get a free T-shirt?
Yeah, I think so. Well, here I would say that the need for the beer to be hazy, I think people are going to figure that out. I think that we're in that part where in the beginning where people are seeking out beers just because they're hazy, but you can get a lot of those flavor characteristics. There is some of that process that you get a lot of that mouthfeel and all that.
Some of the mouthfeel from the oats maybe will, you know, is a contributor.
But I think a lot of it is that juiciness that people are looking for, which is something people really weren't doing with the hops historically. So that I don't see going away, but when it comes to overall IPA, I'll let you guys. What do you think, Mark, on overall IPA? You've been in this beer game for a while. You were here when
that's a good point.
Everyone was making amber ales and the like before IPA turned into what it is today.
Back when we made beers by rubbing two sticks together.
I don't think that's how that works.
Oh yeah, that was fire.
It did when Mark was 21.
I don't know. I mean, IPA. I would say as much as American craft brewing has been around, you know, kind of started with American Pale Ale that was kind of in the vein of what would be like English, UK IPAs, but not really ramped up. And just like everything Americans get a hold of, you know, we try to ruin it and just try to make it bigger and better and bigger and better and bigger and better. And I think that's
ruining it.
No, but you get what I'm saying. So really the English IPA, the British IPA is no longer what the IPA is. And now it's Americans run the IPA and it's a totally different thing that now Europeans are trying to replicate from America, which is kind of the shoe on the other foot as it relates to inspiration culturally. But I would think that I don't think the IPA is going away. I mean, people like hops, people like the flavor of hops, people always have. We wouldn't be using more of them if we didn't like that. I'll have to say, as on a personal level, I still enjoy a good lager, still enjoy a good Pilsner, and sometimes it's nice to take a break from those IPAs, but I don't think they're going anywhere. The hazy, maybe, like Adam says, maybe people figure it out where that's not the focus. Oh, I can see through this beer. It must not be good. I think that's kind of a misnomer. But, that you know, it definitely does. It lends a different mouthfeel. And you do taste things with your eyes. So if people are drawn to the hazy IPA, they're probably not going to totally stop. But I don't think the IPA is going anywhere.
Now, be very careful if you do try tasting with your eyes. It's I see Dan was going to try, but he had glasses on, so it protected him.
Don't put that in your eyedropper, for sure, Dan.
But yeah, Mark, I think you're right. I think there's going to be subgenres of the IPA that come in and out of, you know, favor, like the hazies or the milkshakes or whatever. I think the IPA as a major category of beer is...
It's not
hard
going
to
anywhere.
See that.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, the hazy probably, I don't know, might fade in and out. Yeah, definitely nobody's making a brewed IPA, and that was like a flash in the pan that I think nobody was interested in really quick.
Yeah. I also think IPA has turned into just from, you know, you mentioned the English IPA and then the ubiquitous American IPA, but because of that, we've talked about hazies, there's black IPA, there's session IPAs that it's almost as if it's like lager. It's a beer category as opposed to just a style because of how much breath you can have within the IPA and still call it an IPA. And that's what we always joked about, like with our brown ale. If we called it a brown IPA, it probably would have sold more because people are just, you know, they don't see that India pale or the IP in front of the ale and they're not as attracted to it.
Can I ask a second question?
You can ask.
Sure. Well, first of all, hold on, Dan. We've got a question for you because I've known you to be a bit of a drinker around town on the IPA front and other beers. What do you think about the IPA?
I'm kind of burned out. You know, I'm kind of burned out.
But do you
out.
Think society's burned out?
No, God, no.
Right.
No, I agree with you. And
that's why I say, give me a Pilsner.
Yeah. I ordered a lager.
See that? Do you got Peak?
So, Skull Session.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ah, getting ready for that big game.
Yeah. Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. What, one other question, if you have the time.
Sure.
Was sticking with IPAs, like, where do you see, is there area for like new innovation? Like, is there something you hear about that people are doing that might be like another kind of new wave? Do you think it'll revert back to some things that were previously popular and maybe fell off?
Yeah. If you,
what's next?
Back about, I don't know, 25 years ago or so, there was this clear spritzy drink called Zima that was made with fermented corn sugar. They didn't really flavor it, but these days they call that White Claw.
So you're thinking like a seltzer IPA?
seltzer
IPA seltzer. That's the next level right there.
It'd probably work.
I did have someone tell me that he thought that seltzers were a fad because they did that with Zima, but it's a completely different thing. But I think you're starting, and we were talking about this last week on the podcast, that you're starting to see people draw just inspiration from other areas. LaCroix took off way before White Claw really did, and everyone's drinking the, you know, Pepsi's got bubbly, and everyone has their own flavored water at this point.
I like water,
bubble
kinda,
water.
Yeah, bubble water. You're seeing that now with the seltzer. I don't know where beer's going to go next. I mean, a lot of it's reverting back to the old styles. People are embracing the classic German, European
lager seemed to be, you know, a little back, more than a couple years ago.
Pilsners, for sure.
It's not really innovating, though. Sure. But, yeah, what is that next innovation? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But, I could see IPAs going back more towards the traditional bitter IPA.
West Coast.
Yeah. That's like, you know, you get real into something and it's all you drink for a while and then you get sick of it. So you go to back to the opposite thing and then you do that. You drink that until you get sick of it and then you go back to the opposite thing. So,
But people don't seem sick of the hazies yet. That's,
no,
that's,
I mean,
what's,
I
kind of interesting.
It takes some time.
Which people?
Yeah. Mark, that's a good question. Mark's pretty old.
You know what I don't think is good?
The people. The ones who complain on the internet.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, some people do. Some people aren't.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mark's out on his lawn yelling at everyone driving down the street yelling,
get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn and go drink a bitter beer, please.
It's only you, Walt.
You can't even see through your beer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm just driving down the street giving you the finger and holding up a six-pack of hazy IPA.
Still gonna, Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you be good
at Clintonville lifestyle? Jeez.
Did you hit the three crush ability on this?
Goodness.
Yeah, Walt, you're getting a little aggressive.
Just hit the one concentrate and the one been hanging stiff arm.
Got a little too much pine tar.
Dan, drinking a hazy IPA.
I'm all hopped up on the Christmas spirit, all right?
Asking about hazy IPAs. Mm-hmm. If you were alone in a room with this one, thinking, how drinkable is this? How many of these would you want to have?
What's, refresh me on your
so
scale.
It's the crushability a 1 to 6, the amount of beers in a 6-pack, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to drink 6, right. But yeah, it's how drinkable the beer is.
Responsibly, though.
Responsibly, obviously.
You're not driving anywhere.
Yeah, you're not writing any articles. You're not driving from brewery to brewery.
I'm just at home.
You're not on the beat. You're just at home.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't drink 5 in one sitting, but I think it's a 5 crushability.
Whoa. Oh, that's good.
That's a crusher.
Yeah. Crusher. Right.
It's good. Yeah. Be careful. I will give you a ride after that.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
Cool. Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
We kind of forced you, but we appreciate it.
I can see the I can actually see the peaks on the recording. I don't think this one's going to get lost unless Mark doesn't save it.
Boy, good point.
Should probably do so. And for all y'all out there listening this before Thanksgiving, enjoy yourselves. Be safe. Get yourself some of that Cramble Jamble. Grab some Concentrate 104. Mm-hmm. And if you come down here, tip your bartender.
We'll see you next week when we're talking to Alex Hasey from Ohio V the World podcast. The World.
I wonder how it's going to go.
I do too. Dropping that history.
Spoiler alert, Ohio wins.
Always. Oh, mic drop. Service up a little dessert, Mark.
But, we got desserts in spades over here at the LG Tap Room.
What's everyone's top Thanksgiving pie? Go.
So
pecan pie.
Yep.
Pecan pie.
Yep, that's the right answer.
Number one. That's a number one.
Yeah, so most people are going to say, oh, I want a pumpkin pie or an apple pie.
Do you know what people that want pumpkin pie want? They want a shit ton of whipped cream.
Here's what
nobody wants pumpkin pie. They want a delivery method for whipped cream.
I actually don't mind pumpkin pie.
Will you eat it without whipped cream?
Yeah, I would.
And Cool Whip doesn't count.
Oh, Cool Whip's disgusting. Why would I have ice cream?
No ice cream
pumpkin
either.
Pumpkin pie is fine. No. Pecan pie is elite. Apple pie is really good, but the thing about apple pie is you can have apple pie at any time of the year.
Yeah, it's
apple pie pops up in the summertime, whenever. You rarely get a piece of pecan pie.
You don't go down south that much often, Walt. I think they have pecan pie all the time down south.
I don't go down south much often. That's true. And
but apple pie.
Maybe they have it every day of their lives, but in Ohio, I don't see pecan pie outside of Thanksgiving, so that's why
pecan.
It's number one.
I believe it's pronounced pecan.
Well, pecan,
from the south.
Pecan,
if you're a southerner, it's pecan.
Can you have apple pie without ice cream, though?
Sure.
No way. I would not eat that.
It's good. Why would you? Who's serving it without?
That's
another question.
The pie's got to stand alone. The pecan pie stands alone.
You're getting no argument from me here that pecan pie is the best.
Pecan.
But apple pie is pretty good.
Hmm.